When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, April the 12th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. A shooting in Hawaii, another death in a recent NFL shooting, and a Vatican official passes away. An armed man who fired shots through the door of a luxury Hawaii hotel room and barricaded himself inside was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after nearly a 10-hour standoff with police. The Kahala Hotel in Honolulu, Hawaii was placed on lockdown around 6 p.m. Saturday evening, and guests told to shelter in place after a man fired a gun, locked himself inside a hotel room, and then fired several more shots through the door. A spokeswoman for the police department could not immediately be reached. In other news, an air conditioning technician has become the sixth person to die after being shot by a former National Football League player at a South Carolina home last Wednesday. Robert Shook, age 38, was shot at the driveway of the Rock Hill, South Carolina home where he had been working, and he died from his wounds on Saturday. The gunman, whom officials identified as Philip Adams, age 32, opened fire on the home of Dr. Robert Leslie, killing Leslie, age 70, his wife Barbara Leslie, age 69, two of their grandchildren, 9-year-old Ada Leslie and 5-year-old Noah Leslie, and James Lewis, age 38, another air conditioning technician. Finally, Cardinal Edward Idris Cassidy, a longtime Vatican diplomat and official, has died in Newcastle, Australia, at the age of 96. Cassidy was president of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity from 1989 until his retirement in 2001, when he returned to Australia after more than 30 years as a Vatican nuncio and curial official. As head of the Holy See's Office of Christian Unity, Cassidy, together with the Lutheran World Federation, was responsible for the drafting and signing of the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification in 1999. A quote of the day comes from St. Thomas Aquinas. To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. Coming up, our saint of the day, she was a Chilean from the Discalced Carmelites. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mychurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Teresa of the Andes. Born July 13, 1900, Juana Fernandez Soler was a pious child. As a teenager, she recognized that God was calling her to a life of penance and prayer, and she entered the Carmel of Los Andes, near Santiago, Chile, in 1919. Inspired by the life of St. Teresa of Avila, she took the name Teresa of Jesus as her religious name. Sister Teresa experienced many mystical graces. She sought to unite herself to Christ, the divine victim. Soon after, her health was ravaged by a virulent form of typhus. Even in the midst of extreme suffering, she offered herself to Jesus as a victim soul, praying for the sanctification of priests and the repentance of sinners. Teresa professed her vows as a discalced Carmelite nun shortly before her death on April 12, 1920. She was canonized in 1993. A desert city built on a reputation for excess and indulgence wants to become a model for restraint and conservation, with a first-in-the-nation policy banning grass that nobody walks on. Las Vegas area water officials have spent two decades trying to get people to replace thirsty greenery with desert plants, and now they're asking the Nevada legislature to outlaw roughly 40% of the turf that's left. The Southern Nevada Water Authority estimates there are almost 8 square miles of, quote, non-functional turf in the metro area, grass that no one ever walks on or otherwise uses in street medians, housing developments, and office parks. They say this ornamental grass requires 4 times as much water as drought-tolerant landscaping, like cactus and other succulents. By ripping it out, they estimate the region can reduce annual water consumption by roughly 15% and save about 14 gallons per person per day. Las Vegas might be known for splashy displays like the Bellagio fountains on the neon-lit strip, but officials say residents of bedroom communities and sprawling suburbs embrace conservation measures, including aggressive monitoring of sprinklers and leaky irrigation systems. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.